You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
NBR Avalanche post-game podcast as the Avs completely dominate a game but still find a way to make it look close.
This is what happens when you ice an ECHL goaltender in an NHL game. You dominate the whole game and still manage to make it interesting for the fans.
There you go. Everybody wins.
Woo! Except the bettors.
Yeah, Dr. Dubs in the house.
It's true.
A dub is a dub. It doesn't matter.
Somebody sent me an actual link to a doctor whose last name was Dubs.
Amazing.
And I was like, oh my God, there's a real Dr. Dubs. We need to get him on the show.
He's got to come on.
He's got to be our like injury consultant every time a guy gets hurt.
He could do EJ, I guess. There's nothing to consult on for Franzos. So.
Yeah. What happened in the practice? None of us are allowed to watch.
What do we got here?
Give me the Uller.
Vodka's fine.
Give me the Uller. I'll take the mouthwash.
It's a good cleanser.
It's a something. Okay, well, they won.
All right, this shot goes out to DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. I'm sure everyone lost money on this game in the last 2 minutes of the hockey game, so. Ready?
Yeah. Like I said, the better is lost, man.
To Diamond Hands.
Oh yeah. There you go.
All right, someone's drunk and singing at the bar right now.
All right.
Yo. As they should be.
This is my high school jammy jams. Let's do this.
Dear Maria, really?
Oh, I tell you.
Oh, Allie's saying winter shots. Yay.
Look, let's go. Just all emo music all night in the bar and then some Hanson.
Okay,
and
Mr. Mbop, yeah.
That's right, and then some Hanson. I already bought it, man. It's in the queue.
All right.
We have to talk about hockey now. Let's talk about hockey.
Yeah, this is why you come down to the bar. You get this experience. Avs, the first period was classic Avs in this stretch, right? Let's start with this. The Arizona Coyotes could not hang with the Colorado Avalanche in this game.
This team sucks. They are not good.
Don't tell the Blues that.
Yeah. It's so fun. Well, because like, you know how it's it's a great example of how, like, for whatever reason, there's just a team out there that just gets you.
Oh, yeah.
That just exists to be a thorn in your side for no discernible reason. LA is that for the Avs. LA is clearly that for the Avs. And then St. Louis has got that problem. It has an Arizona problem. Colorado does not have an Arizona problem.
Well, it felt like it in the first period, though. They were shooting center mass. Every shot was right in the crest.
It was like the first period is like the most conservative period in terms of the Avs domination. They just They just kept amping it up. All these people down there seeing it are my people. I have never felt more seen in my life than this group.
Are they blasting all-time low, right?
Yes, yeah. They are, dude.
My people. How do you feel about doing three shots?
Absolutely not. I have to drive home.
Yeah, let's go, Rudo.
I have to do a video at home after this.
Oh, I was gonna say let's pay it forward to tomorrow where it's there Saturday.
Night, I'll drink heavily.
We can act a little differently on a Saturday.
Yeah. There you
That's
go.
That's exactly right.
We'll Uber in and out Saturday. I'll get drunk for you guys. I promise. All right, back to this actual hockey game.
Domination.
Straight.
It sucks that we almost can't talk about how much they dominated the game. Because Hunter Miska decided to stop playing with 3 minutes to go. What the hell are you doing, bro?
The combination of up until the third period, the Avs' lack of finishing, combined with Hunter Miska's last 3 minutes, made a hockey game out of one that absolutely should not have been.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it looked like a boat race there for a while. I think the D had a little bit to do with that.
It looked exactly like the playoff series.
Yeah.
It was like nothing changed.
It felt eerily like game one of the playoff series, honestly.
Outside of they scored early. They got the first period goal that they didn't get in game one.
Early in the second period.
It wasn't the first.
Yeah.
Second period. Those two periods clearly just mashed together for me. The entire time was spent in Colorado's end. I mean.
Oh, my God. I'm going to die tomorrow night.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Oh, dude.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bring the stretcher for tomorrow night for Rudo.
I'm sleeping at the bar, maybe.
So, yeah, it's a good thing we've got couches to sleep on.
But in any case, shot attempts were 44-19 at the end of the second period.
Yeah. Like, this all was situations.
All situations. It was like. It was like 37-14 at 5-on-5.
Yeah.
So it was out of control.
It was. This should have been a clean ass kicking.
Yeah.
And like this is the kind of way that you have to win though, with a goaltender that just doesn't belong in the league. And like, I hope Hunter Miska's family is not watching this.
Yeah.
Because like it is nothing personal. I was a huge fan of what Hunter Miska did for the Eagles last year. I loved it. He is clearly in over his head.
You're
right
breaking
now.
Hunter Miska's heart right
in
now.
In the
AJ.
NHL. He is clearly in over his head.
I agree.
I mean, you just look at the goal, and they gave up the second goal anyway, but how hard was he trying to give it to him? What are you doing wandering out of your net?
Here's how I put it with players like this. Hunter Miska is probably better at hockey than I'll ever be at anything in my life.
So true.
But he is not an NHL hockey player.
Dude. And it sucks that, like, it sucks we have to have this conversation. Because this wouldn't have been a conversation. It would have been like, congrats to Hunter Miska. Yeah,
if he closed out the game.
All he did was get put in a don't screw this up role, and he did it well. And he did it really well for 58 minutes.
Oh, yep. Compared to
And then he tried hard to throw.
Compared to the last game that we saw him in, where it was just like, I mean, excuse my language here, it was a shit show.
Yep.
Like, he came out on fire today. And
petered
off in the third.
When you ask him to make six saves in the first period, you're like, you're really easing a dude back into action.
The dude had faced 10 shots through 40 minutes.
Yeah. Like, they acted like they had a goaltender they did not trust behind them. And were like, we are not giving anything up tonight. It was, look, combination, great defensive effort, all, like, great defensive effort, great team effort, great team defense, all-out assault on offense, good quality, created a lot of chances, good overall play. All of that was good. Holy smokes. And for you to still
have to
hang on to the end like that because you don't trust a goaltender to make a save, and, like, he makes one at the very end. And it's like, great, bro. Like, I'm glad you managed to do just the bare minimum to get by.
I will say, though, like, for a goaltender, right, like, when you're not getting shots constantly, trying to keep your head in the game, that's a hard task to do.
We've been hard on him. This is his first career NHL win.
Yeah, in his third appearance. Fourth appearance.
Third start, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, congratulations to him. He has that forever.
Yep.
He now has one more NHL win than any of us will ever have in our lives.
In my Rocket League days, what you say about a game like this is that's why you score three.
I think... Well said.
So, putting Miska aside...
Something he's good at doing.
Oh, Jesus. It wasn't a damn break game, right? The Avs didn't drop seven on them.
Yeah.
But by the end of the third period, it certainly felt the Avs weren't quite gripping the sticks as hard, certainly as the first period.
Yeah, I think overall, I mean, you saw some important guys start to make it happen for them.
Yep.
You know, Rantanen hadn't scored in a while. Kadri's just been a roller coaster.
like always.
Yeah, and for Makar to get the highlight reel assist the way that he did, awesome. Good for him. He played really, really well.
He did.
And then Burakovsky with the Burakovsky goal.
I think that was the big one. They have second goal in the night. It comes from Burakovsky. It's a classic Burakovsky goal.
Here all of a sudden.
The lights on you. They're burning you up.
It's true.
But Burakovsky was the guy where that puck went in for him, and you could almost feel the entire Avs go, okay.
He looked good from the start, though, right? In the first period?
Yeah, he was
on
getting
the power
zone
play
entries.
There.
Yeah,
the
zone
entry that he had. He looked like he was a man on fire tonight.
He definitely closer to what the Avs expect and need out of him, honestly. Yeah. So. Burakovsky definitely a plus. Look, Rantanen's goal was a bit on the greasy side, but you take those. So
the choke down on the stick.
Yeah. Hey, man. All right. When you're a moose that's 10 feet tall, you got to get down there sometimes.
Okay? I mean, that's smart, though. Yeah. I mean, that's understanding how you're going to score there. You don't need to be holding at the very tippy tap there.
No, he was making sure that went in.
Yeah, and that's a nice play by Kadri.
Zeus himself wasn't lifting that stick.
No. Yeah, for sure. And any stick that was coming down cross on it, it's not breaking because he's holding it halfway down the shaft. So there's no flex going on.
If it does break, they'll count it, according to a Dallas game I remember about a year ago. So, first period... What do you say if you're the Avs after the first period? Because
just keep working.
Yeah, because it was...
I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. They dominated, man.
Exactly.
And I think this is one of the things when you get the people who are all Jared Bednar this, Jared Bednar that, like, that guy knows when his team is pushing, and he walks into the room, and he doesn't have to say anything. He just has to say, keep pushing.
Yep.
Positivity.
They were...
You see the way these guys embrace a positive mindset. It's a very mature approach to things because it's really easy to get down on yourself when you're doing everything that you can and things just don't go your way.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get down on yourself because you're just like, oh, I suck. I can't finish. I can't do this. I can't. You're focusing all the things you can't do and you're forgetting about all the things that you are doing that are really, really good and putting yourself in position to be successful. Sometimes in life, it just doesn't go your way.
Yeah.
And that's them's the breaks. But you just, especially in sports, you just have to keep going. You just keep swimming. And that's what they did.
I think in the first period, though, they were just, they were looking for the snipiest snipe.
They did get too cute at times, sure. Houston, thank you for the super chat. I do appreciate it. But this was a completely dominant game, top to bottom. For everyone on the Colorado Avalanche, except for Hunter Miska.
Even with Hunter, drilling Hunter Miska here, the second goal was a bounce in off of Ryan Graves' skate.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It took a bad bounce for it to even get created to that point. And even when things are going well for the Avs, they're still not going that well.
And this has been a theme AJ and I have talked about a lot over the past week is... If the Avs keep playing like this, pucks are going to start to fall. Three goals in this game is quite low.
Look, these are not the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, exactly.
No. We've seen the Hurricanes, and I point out the Hurricanes because they've been like shot, share, possession monsters.
But it's all super low quality.
For the last two or three years.
Yep.
And it's a bunch of guys that have 12 goal seasons to their name.
Yep.
You know, it's not the Svechnikovs of the world who dominate and finish. The Avs are full of guys who can finish. Who can actually just dominate. who can actually beat goaltenders. So when you combine the fact that they dominate in shot share and have great finishers, you like your chances. The entire top six, every single one of those guys has a 20-goal season. And I think four of them have 30-goal seasons.
Mac, five Randon, of them. Landy,
five
Kadri.
Of them.
Who's the
and
fifth?
And Saad has a 30-goal season.
Saad has a 30,
well.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah, Burakovsky's the only one without a 30-goal season, and he's arguably the best shooter of them.
He just doesn't shoot enough.
Yeah, so it like you're talking about a top six full of guys who can finish the job. And then you get into the depth. You know, Donskoy's a good 15-goal guy. Confer's a 15-goal guy. And then you get into the bricks, the guys that just don't have the hands yeah. for it. And it's an offense full of dudes that can do the job.
For sure.
You know, and then you get into the defenders. Devon Toews a decent goal guy. Kale McCarr. We haven't even seen it from them. Yep. They've been more distributors this year.
Toews was down low.
Toews leads the defense with four goals.
Yeah. And like,
yeah.
That might be where he stops.
Yeah. Hunter yeah. Miska flopped his balls off.
I got you. I got you. Goaltender interference in the league is just
true. Flip a coin.
There That's was one it. There, though, at the end where he was 8 feet outside of the net.
Yeah. Whatever. Dude went swimming on at least yeah. one play.
I mean, the first goal, what are you doing?
Yeah, that dude was in Narnia. I don't
like,
know.
Takes
tell
himself
you.
Completely out of position. And it's just like, all right, I'm out here sliding.
What does it look like tomorrow night, though, with Grubbs in net?
Hopefully a lot calmer.
Yeah. Yo, I think
and
Grubbs isn't
forwards.
Even – I don't think Grubbs is even the story tonight. I think the Avs are going to be a little bit more confident in their finishing ability tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But
– yet team-wide, they need to have a little more confidence.
I agree.
And I think a guy like Kadri is an important part of that. Look, the top line – every single one of those guys walks the walk.
Yeah.
Those guys all walk into a room dick first. They have no problems. They understand what's up.
Yep.
They understand that they are the dudes. They've been the dudes their entire lives. There's no doubt. Those guys know the score.
Is that the new shirt? Right? Dick first.
I doubt it,
available
man.
Available only on DNVR After Dark.
After Dark. Like those, you don't have to worry about those cats, okay? It's the other guys where you're like, hey, when things aren't falling for it, it's easy to get down. It's easy. Kadri rides this roller coaster.
Yeah.
He operates this roller coaster. Yeah. And Brandon Saad is like, what I love about him is that he is just quiet consistency. You drop that guy onto the ice, he does what he does. 7 games out of 10, it's rock solid or better. 3 games, you're like, what's up with this? But you're never actually like, oh my God, this cat is drowning.
I'll take 3 games all day.
And straight up, like we don't talk about this very much, but getting 3 iffy or worse games out of a guy in the NHL and 7 really good or better games,
yeah, unheard of.
That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what you want. That kind of consistency is how guys get paid in the NHL. Because night-to-night basis, there are so many guys. Think about Tyson Jost has a hat trick against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Doesn't score for like 35 games. That's a normal-ish. That's a kind of an extreme, but kind of a normal-ish NHL player where it's just, it goes like this. You're just hoping to get the best every night, right? Consistency is so important. And I think when we're seeing, like, with the Avs, the finishing, it's not consistent and hasn't been this entire season. It's why I called the offense a sneaky problem. It still is. They only have 3 goals tonight against freaking Aiden Hill. And, like, I bagged on Hunter Miska, but also Aiden Hill blows. So it's like,
Jesus.
Straight up, you, if this guy was playing, if he's going to play even half of Arizona's games against the Avs, they're all wins. This guy, he's just not very good. Antti Raanta gets the start tomorrow, and it's almost like Arizona's like, here, have him. We don't need these points. The Avs have to take them.
Yep.
The Arizona has laid him out on the line and said, please take these points. The Avs have to take them. They have to be the aggressor here. There's no longer any doubt whatsoever between these two teams especially who the superior club is. This shit isn't even close. They should speed bag these fools tomorrow.
All right.
Especially with Grubauer in net.
I agree.
I have a lot of energy right now.
Chat, go ahead and keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times and remember to have fun. We'll be right back in 30 seconds after this word from our sponsor, ZoomCare.
So what exactly is video care? Well, video care is like a trip to ZoomCare, just from your couch. You can see, hear, and chat with your doctor, just like a traditional in-office visit. Get secure access to urgent, primary, and specialist care, including mental health. It's all from the comfort of your own home. Video care is covered by most private insurers, usually with a copay. Head to zoomcare.com/video to get started.
All right, we're back with DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Our DraftKings pick of the week is apparently all the small things.
Dude, I listened to 4 Blink albums today.
Oh boy, he was feeling it.
Dude, I don't know. I was feeling it. I watched a YouTube video. I don't know. And it got me on a Blink thing.
The bar's feeling it.
Yeah, we need a bar mic.
It's playing right now, and I'm about to bail on this show to go sing with everybody downstairs. Because I love all of these people. This is the exact vibe that I want from our bar every single night.
Imagine this post-COVID with the whole bar jamming.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, can you guys? I hope you guys can hear that, except for I don't, because I don't want to get YouTube banned. But
yes! Oh, I'm sorry. That was right into the mic.
Super chat real quick. Do you guys think the abs can sweep the
yoke?
Yes. Yes. If they don't after tonight's performance, I am personally let down.
I'm going to go to the magic bet man himself, Blaze, here. Who scores first for the Avs tomorrow night?
Man, I'm going with the Man Rocket again.
The Man Rocket, he's due. He's got to get one eventually.
I mean, he's body slamming people out there.
Ooh, Connor Garland. Hello, sir.
Ouch. He did not feel good after that.
So Gabe Landeskog himself is the pick of the week for the Avs to score tomorrow night. Put your money on it. If he doesn't score, I'll do another shot tomorrow. Why not? Screw it.
Head on over to
DraftKings Sportsbook. Get all your bets on. You can get a ton of awesome deals. They have odds boosts every single day. Jump on in there. You can get a bunch of new stuff. I think it's still, if you bet this weekend, you can still bet $1 to win $100 on any basketball game if they hit a single three-pointer. So that's literally a free $100. Jump on that. You know, DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Restrictions, terms, and conditions apply. $100 paid out and four $25 free bets. Call 1-800-522-4700 if you have a gambling problem. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by Blink-182.
Super chat. Another super chat.
Let's go. All right, let's ignore the front office for a second. They beat St. Louis in their 7-game series.
4-3.
Is Arizona okay or is St. Louis terrible?
I think it's somewhere in between, right? Like,
yeah.
The Blues. Oh, hold on.
I love you guys!
Okay.
You
sorry.
Think they heard that?
I think first of all, like I've said this a few times, but I think the Blues are pretty overrated this year.
Yeah.
When you're relying on like Torrey Krug to be like the man for you, Colton Parayko no longer getting to hide behind Alex Pietrangelo, Justin Falk having to be the man for the first time since he was a Carolina Hurricane and they weren't any good. Like these are just not the dudes that they've had in the past. They miss Alex Pietrangelo. Jordan Binnington is settled somewhere in between.
He's league average.
The guy
dude.
That won
yeah,
the Stanley
back
Cup
to Earth.
And the guy that was in the postseason for them, that's the biggest reason why they didn't get out of the first round.
Yep.
So they have settled into the mediocre of mediocre zones where they'll probably make the playoffs because their division kind of sucks, but they're going to be okay. They'll be competitive. They will definitely give Colorado a hard time, especially in St. Louis. You yes. know Ryan O'Reilly will have a couple of great games.
Always does.
And everything that I just said about St. Louis, you cannot say about Arizona. There is Connor Garland is their best player, and like as much as I really, really, really like Connor Garland, that's a problem.
Yo, if you go on Wikipedia right now, I bet it tells you Connor Garland's dad is Gabe Landeskog.
Dude, like straight up, like the response to like, oh, hey, I'm gonna put my glove in. I'm gonna face wash you with this nastiness. And then he was like, all right, well, I'm just gonna take all of your lunch money forever until eternity. And I'm gonna body slam you. And then I'm like, no girl is ever gonna touch Connor Garland again because he just ripped the masculinity out of his body in front of the world.
Why would you do that if you were him? By the way, he's the littlest guy out there.
That's why. Because you have to show. You've got like, look, Martin St. Louis made an entire career out of being the tiny nice guy. And everybody loved him for it.
And respected him. And absolutely.
But never when you're not as good as he is,
yeah,
you have to find a way. Otherwise, you end up in the I am permanently shook, not very good Johnny Gaudreau zone. And like Connor Garland is a really good young player and a great find for an Arizona team that is desperate for any kind of dynamic talent. But that dude had his soul removed from his body.
He left the ice.
Every inch of masculinity that he had in that tiny little frame got ripped out of him. Anytime that dude ever goes on a date, there will be somebody who will be like, oh, I'm going to show you this YouTube video. And that girl will be like, I'm good.
He went back to the locker room to contemplate life.
Yeah, like he wasn't hurt. He was just literally soul searching. Literally. That thing is gone.
All right. Rest in peace, Connor Garland.
And now he's going to have a 5.9.
Yeah, you know he's going off.
And look, if he does, full credit
to
that
dude. He's a man again?
He has found it.
He'll be like, but wait. Check out this highlight from the next game. After my soul got crushed.
No doubt. Like, that dude wakes up in cold sweats and twitches at least once tonight. At least once.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Let's move through. I don't want to spoil anything here, but AJ was a little bit of a prophet about the third period.
It was kind
of
weird.
We're going in. We're before third period puck drop, AJ's like, all right, for the Avs to win this game, they need to get a goal in the first 7 minutes and then clean things up, you know, in the last 10, pick up that third goal and just put them away. 6 minutes into the third period.
I think it was 6:04 in the third.
Yeah. Boom. The Avs find the second goal with Burakovsky.
Yeah.
9 minutes in like, or 10 minutes in like 15 seconds into the third period, they find the third goal.
Yeah.
So.
Look, you know that as good as like, Aiden Hill played well.
He did.
And, yeah. And like, he made the Avs work for it tonight.
The Avs made him look better than he was.
It always goes hand in hand,
mainly from
the
shots to their chest.
Yeah. Like it always goes hand in hand. You know why a shot hits you in the chest?
Good positioning.
Because you're in the right spot. Hunter Miska could learn a thing.
I don't know about that.
It's like this is the goods. Like this is a goaltender making a team work for it. That's what you want out of a backup.
Yeah.
Work for it. And the Avs had to do that tonight, and they got rewarded. Like they beat him. That five hole is a little soft.
That Kadri goal.
But
that was.
It's a little. I said the same goal was suspect against Grubauer, against Minnesota, against Vegas. Against Vegas. I'm saying it's suspect again.
Fair.
You get beat with no screen and a guy, what, 5-ish feet from you, five hole? It's not very good.
Yeah.
Kadri, sick hands.
Slick mitts.
Yo, come on. That play is all Cal Makar.
Yeah. Dude is going across the blue line with one knee on the ice.
Right.
Dangles through two dudes' sticks anyway.
With an umbrella of three Arizona Coyotes, like, blanketing him. Making sure, I guess, he doesn't get rained on. And instead of taking the puck from him, because they freaking can't, he just makes them look bad. Like, you know how guys just have that team? Like, Minnesota is absolutely one of Kale's teams. But if you think about the highlights, you think about the highlights that Makar's put up against Arizona as well. Like,
woo,
nobody howls at the moon like Makar does against Arizona.
Howl, yeah.
There you go.
I like that little bird in there,
howl,
too.
Kale.
Oh, howl, Kale. Yeah. Nah, need
I'm
some
good
work.
With it.
Need some work. What? Which horseman is Kael Makar?
Okay, so in order to figure this out, we need to define what the actual horsemen are.
Yeah, for sure.
Because when I was doing the research, for reasons, there's apparently a lot of different interpretations, but I'm still going with he's death.
So there's death, famine, war.
Well, it's pestilence.
Pestilence,
it's like,
okay.
What yeah. is pestilence?
Pretty debate, up for debate.
Yeah, there's, again, some interpretations out there. So we'll just, instead of getting too deep into this, we'll just go with death.
Kael Makar is death. He comes for all.
Because he is the Doombringer.
Truth.
Like, when you have a...
We should have known.
When you have a Norris conversation, it dies when you get to Kael Makar because it's over. Therefore, he is death.
His first game in the NHL, he brought death upon the Calgary
first
Flames.
First shift, wasn't it?
It's like his fourth or fifth shift.
Yeah,
I thought it was...
His first shift, he got on the ice, and the entire arena just started going, It was so weird. It was like a literal buzz, like a hive of bees had taken over the crowd.
The writer of that famous poem was wrong. Star Wars was correct. Democracy dies to thundering applause is what Kael Makar just brought to the NHL in his first shift.
Dude.
So, pretty gnarly.
And it's just been a precursor of things to come.
Yep.
Like, that dude, he's incredible. And even tonight when he couldn't keep his feet, he was still better than anybody Arizona had to put out there.
Oh, those last two games he's been like that.
Yeah. Well, the idea that Arizona has a guy making $8 million on their blue line and you couldn't tell which one is a huge problem for them. And it's something that the Avs, they have to continue just burying those guys.
Does he have two last names?
Yeah, I mean, he's hyphenated, obviously. Like, no.
Can we?
I like War Car. It's funny.
So, the Avs have a bunch of great skaters, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
are you about to get into ball management?
No. I'm talking about MacKinnon is probably number one as far as top speed.
Yeah.
Is Makar number two, or is it his mechanical skating ability that puts him?
He's number two.
No, I think it's two. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So he's the second fastest skater. Wow, the bar is going off tonight. He's the second fastest skater on the team, but also he's Mr. Mohawk these days as well.
Love it.
All the people freaking out about Kaprizov the other night against the
Avs.
It's like
Makar does this on a nightly basis.
It's like just watch Kael Makar every day, guys. This is less spectacular than you think
it is. He was just doing
it
for fun, though. Like, at least Makar does it on purpose when he needs to.
All right.
So, super chat, how about that fight by Byron?
So did you guys have any issues with it?
I was fine with the concept of the fight.
Like, Drake Caggiula for Bo and Byram's a bad trade, right? But do you think Bo and Byram in that instance, he is a rookie in the NHL. He's like 12 games into his career, and Drake Caggiula's trying him. Do you think he's like, this is a bad trade for my team? Or do you think he's like, this fool's tested me and I don't like it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick up for myself.
It's exactly what I think.
I don't mind if Sam Girard's not taking fights unless it's with Alex DeBrincat, but Bo and Byram, you stand up for yourself all day, son. Get it.
It's the exact opposite of the Dennis Gilbert fight, right?
Yeah.
The Gilbert fight was perfectly choreographed, had nothing to do with the play at hand.
Dude, plug on plug.
And Byram and Caggiula get into it. There's an exchange in front of the net already. Both of them are pissed off about it.
Yeah.
And they say, let's do this.
Yeah, and like, look, when you talk about what's one of the most common things that we hear about the Avs?
Man, they're too
soft. Yeah. They need some grit.
Soft.
Bo and Byram, not a fighter. Let's make that clear. But he was willing to do the job.
Might have landed a punch, but
might have.
But the fact that he took the fight. Look, there's a certain attitude that you want to see your team have, and look, We'll put up with some of this nonsense from a team that doesn't belong with the same ice as us, but you're going to try a rookie? You're going to try... Drake Caggiula just literally went up to a teenager and was like, sir, would you like to fight? That teenager's not going to know better. He's going to say yes, and he did. And I'm all about it, man. Defend yourself.
Yeah. Do you think an Av?
Let people know. Bowen Byram's not here to take your shit. He's here to take your lunch money and to do some work.
Do you think an Av answers the bell next game? Maybe if they go up heavy on him?
We'll see. Retribution.
I have no doubt Drake Kajula will try him try someone again, because that's what Drake Kajula does. It's but why he's Byram. On like his 15.
Not Byram. That's, you know, picking on little brother right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, to be honest with you, it should be, they just showed the Landeskog thing again. Yeah. Poor Connor Garland. I think, what you doing, Ryan Graves? Like, well, if they're gonna pick on one of your defensemen, you know, Ryan Graves needs to go up and be like, if you're looking to try somebody, good sir, it needs to be me. I'll see you inside the phone booth of hell.
I want to go to Blaze with a comment here, and bless your Minnesotan heart. We know you try to not be from Minnesota, but you do get from Minnesota is some quality hockey hair knowledge. So, who has the best hair on the Avs? Which one is the most aerodynamic on the ice?
Aerodynamic?
Yeah. Who's got the... Whose hair is Mike Madonna-ing out of their helmet on the breakaway?
Sergei Fedorov.
Yeah.
Sergei Fedorov. I mean, Byram's got to be one of those guys.
You think? Yeah, he's got some grease.
He's got some glue. You think him and Bednar get together and talk about what they're going to style their hair like?
Man, I tell you what, that would be the weirdest conversation. Like, if you're like, I'm going to totally be a fly on the wall in Jared Bednar's office, Bowen Byram rolls in and he's like, Coach, let's talk product.
VO5?
What?
Now, chat. You know what it takes for Byram to fight Drake Kajula, right?
Balls.
It takes balls.
Ooh.
So you know the grease he's using, it's not for his hair. He gets that grease from manscaped.com. You can get 20% off when you use code DNVR20 to get it looking good, looking tight. You know Byram is pulling in the ladies in the NHL, right? So he's got to make it look good in the bedroom, top to bottom. He is keeping it fresh with the Perfect Package 3.0, whether it be the trimmer, whether it be the toner, whether it be the deodorant. He is taking care of his package every single night, just like the way he takes care of the puck, okay? So head on over to manscaped.com, use the DNVR20 code, and be sure to get your 20% off for any ball care products you may need. They also have amazing different things as well, shave mats, mints, anything, you name it, boxer briefs, which my wife loves to work out in. It works for anything. You don't have to have balls, it just works, all right?
That was beautiful.
That should be how they sell their boxers. You don't have to have balls. They're still comfortable.
Exactly. I'm saying. It's just perfect. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast.
Just the third? Not OT?
Then no OT tonight.
Oh, okay.
OT when I'm passed out tomorrow night, maybe. We'll see how that goes. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Rudo, AJ, Blaze.
What?
Do you just ignore the last 2 minutes of this game?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when you're talking about Hunter Miska, the answer is no.
Sure, but everybody else.
Because he did not, like, he... The first goal, I have a way bigger problem with the first goal than the second goal, which is just, like, it goes off Ryan Graves' skating, and you're just kind of like, damn, dude, that sucks. But that first goal, what in God's name is that? Like, I think there was a reason he was a little sheepish talking on altitude after the game.
Sure.
Knowing that he came very, very close to dropping the ball.
Hey!
On that one. Like,
I think it'd be a larger conversation if it was Grubauer in net. At the end there?
I don't think so.
There's just no way that ending happens if it's Grubauer in net.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, that's why it would be a discussion point is... If that actually happened with Grubauer.
I mean, we've seen it twice this year where the Avs have gone up 3-0.
Let a team back in a little bit.
Yeah, 3-2. Sure. The Kings also did it. Grubauer was in net for that. And the second goal also in that game was a goofy bounce.
Yeah.
That led to the second goal where you're just kind of... That one, they didn't score twice in the last 2 minutes. You know, it was a little different. But, I mean, I just... It just reinforces your total lack of trust.
For sure.
In a goaltender that you clearly don't want to play.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot rely on waffle stomping a team like the Avs did to Arizona in possession and shots and all that. If he faces 30 shots, you're going to have to score 4 or 5 to win.
Oh, you're, for sure.
It, like, you just have to. Why are you going to put yourself in that position? Hunter Miska's one win should be the last time he plays for the Avs.
So that's the conversation I was moving toward here, because Francois is still out indefinitely.
Yeah.
Is Adam Werner the guy then?
You've got to be... Okay, I shouldn't say it should be the last time. It should be... The Werner needs to get a game or two for the Eagles, because he hasn't played in like 4 months. Get the guy into an actual game and then bring him up and give him a real look. Again, you have drafted this guy. You have invested development time into this guy. You have given him an ELC. You have worked on this for this moment, for him to be this guy for you. What the hell are we doing here? If he shows he can't handle it, okay. He goes out there and he gets lit up for 5 goals, okay. But, like, you can't in any way say that you walked out of this even more confident in Hunter Miska than you walked in, where he had one decent performance, one poor performance, and then he had 58 minutes where he didn't have to do a whole lot, and you were still uncomfortable with it. And then he has 2 minutes of true nightmare time.
Yeah.
We were like, what if that nightmare time had come with 11 minutes to go in the third and not two?
Disaster.
You know, it feels like they were the last team in the NHL to get a win out of their non-starting goaltender. And you cannot feel like there's any additional confidence. And there are more back-to-backs up and coming.
And likely... Let's face it, it looks like the Sharks series is going to go through, but that won't be the last time there's a COVID scare to the Avs schedule again this season. Yeah. So,
San Jose practiced today. I believe the Blues are in San Jose, but I don't know that for sure. I think
it looks like the series is going to happen.
Yeah, I think we're probably a go for that one for right now. We'll see how it goes, but the Sharks have not added anybody to their COVID protocol list.
Yep.
But we're at the point where you've got 3 starts out of Hunter Miska. You just can't be confident about what's going to happen in the fourth one. Like, the fact that you walked out of there with a win today, you've got to feel like, hey, we should sweep this now because it's Philip Grubauer against Antti Raanta tomorrow.
Blaze, how do you feel if you're the Avs and you know you have to start as a skating team in front of Hunter Miska as compared to Philip Grubauer?
Oh, he's a little shaky back there, right? Like, right now, when Francouz is out for the rest of the season, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it time where you talk trade for a backup goaltender?
Nope.
No?
AJ will say yes, but I'll say no.
It really just depends on, like, who's available and what the price is and all that conversation where it's like, There aren't really any teams right now that are selling their backup. There's also, you have a money problem. You're in LTIR. Francois's salary is $2 million. So you're like barely in LTIR, which you don't want to get deeper into, because if they stay in LTIR for the rest of the year, they cannot apply Cale Makar's performance bonuses, which he is surely going to hit.
100%.
They cannot apply them to this year's cap. It has to roll over into next year's cap, where they already are starting to build up with problems. So they really want to get out of LTR as soon as they can. So the whole trade for a backup conversation, it's complicated. And the only teams that are out of it enough to be selling are where they are because of their goaltenders.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. That's tough, right? Because you need that backup goaltender to steal a few games here and there.
And, like, you got away with it tonight.
Yeah.
You're now 1-2 in backup games.
I don't think you do need a backup goaltender, but I know I'm in the minority here.
Well, when playoffs come around?
If you're in, you're in. Who cares?
I don't know, because last year
Well, and
it
we
cost
don't know.
Us.
Is Francois healthy for the playoffs? Because
that's another factor.
Again,
for sure. Yeah.
Again, the only people in the world who know his timeline or a projected timeline for return are the ones who don't feel like they need to do anything. To me, that says we're good right now. We're not desperate for this, and we're not going to get in a position where we give up Sampo Ranta for a backup goaltender, yeah. You know?
So, Sampo Ranta ain't giving up for nothing right now, okay?
So dude's they have
did that really require the Dikembe finger?
It did, all right?
Okay.
You tried to throw up that trade talk, and that was an immediate rejection.
A Mutombo finger.
That's funny.
So obviously the Avs think that he's going to be back in time for the playoffs. Is that, well, they have is to that
think,
the feeling?
Yeah. I think they have, I think it's 6 weeks until the deadline.
Yeah.
So like they've got 6 weeks for him to come back.
Yeah.
Theoretically. And they have a lot of back-to-backs and they've got a lot of, like, I'm of the opinion that...
Cause he's
I would rather see Adam Warner before them go out and like get everybody loves Calvin Pickard for this. And it's like
back again.
There's no evidence whatsoever that Calvin Pickard's any better than Adam Warner. We don't know that.
That's true. Yeah.
So find out before you go and get that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would find out. I would give Adam Warner 5 games unless they are disastrous. Like, yep, I'll give Adam Warner 3 games and then see how you feel between Warner, between Miska. Don't even bring that Peyton Jones noise in here. And then assess from there. Look at what your schedule is. Figure out, okay, where are some realistic games where we're going to need the backup, assuming Grubauer continues to be healthy and playing well. Because, like, the other night, he gave them no choice. He played so poorly that it was like he has to have tonight off.
Yeah.
Worst shooting performance this week. Nathan MacKinnon on the golf course or Ryan Graves from the point?
I mean, MacKinnon on the golf course, dude, for $1 million.
Straight shanks it.
And then, like, trash talks Joe Sakic about it. The stones on that man. When I said that dude walked into a room dick first, that's what I meant. That dude on national television shanks it for $1 million for charity and then trash talks Joe Sakic.
That's what you can do.
What?
There's the amount of money he's making, and then there's the amount of money he deserves right there.
Oh, my God.
That's in the contract. Yeah. You can talk
Say whatever you want about Joe Sakic, because you're not making nearly enough money.
Off camera, he broke that club.
Oh, I believe it. 100%. I believe it.
It's either that or that thing is somewhere in Lake Tahoe. Yeah. That's it. Those are the only two options. That club is not used anymore.
I think that is a little bit of a conversation that I didn't know we were going to get into here, but MacKinnon has not been scoring a ton of goals this year.
Or points.
I mean, he's doing fine on points.
He's got... did he get an assist? He got one assist tonight, right?
Yep.
So I think he's got 3 points in his last 6 games.
19
like
points on the season now.
Is he still the leader in every statistical category for the Avs?
For the Avs?
Not in goals.
Not goals.
Not even close in goals.
Points and assists, yes.
Points and assists, yeah.
There's easily another level. And like,
oh yeah, of course.
He hits the post on the late breakaway, right, and you're like,
oh goodness.
Danger close,
so MacKinnon.
For sure, yeah.
Oh goodness.
Like this is the difference between a guy.
That's so MacKinnon.
For him to hit a post?
Do you know how much, like, my sister used to watch That's So Raven all the time as a kid.
After me, so yeah, that's not a thing that enters into my
You just dragged
brain.
Up a deep-seated memory for me.
Do you have PTSD from That's So Raven?
It's not really PTSD. It's just something I forgot about.
Jeez, man. the number of posts and the goal-scoring pace that he's on right now, this is the difference between a guy that scores 39 in a season and, like, 28.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, and, like, competes for the heart and then is, like, a top 10 player. Like, that's... Every year, like, one of these great players has, like, a little bit of a fall off 1 year. Right now, it looks like it's MacKinnon's year.
I'll take that law right now.
19 points in 17 games is a fall off year? Okay.
It is because you look at, you extrapolate
right.
it over the course of a season.
You're
and
right.
You're like,
but
you're like, okay, well, he has, like, a 70-point season in 50. I think he'll end up with 55 games played if he plays the rest. And you're just like, you're like, obviously, it's really productive, but he's nowhere near the leaders anymore.
Yeah.
And he's been a top 5 guy for the last couple of years. And so just a little bit different is what I'm saying.
The leaders also get to play against
We don't need to get into all. This is a great, like, Tuesday afternoon. We've got nothing to talk about.
True.
We can get into, like, the division adjustments and all that. And The fact that Connor McDavid right now is on pace for, we're at an 82 game season, on pace for like 156 point season.
Yeah.
He's on an absolutely incredible trajectory, and I wish, I beg Avs fans, chill out, appreciate something truly special happening.
Greatness is like, happening, yeah.
What McDavid is doing this year is truly special. Let's worry less about the heart, more about the Conn Smythe, and appreciate what McDavid is doing is awesome.
It's out of control, to say the least.
I can agree with you that I don't necessarily want to hear about it every day. I don't need to hear about it constantly, but just an appreciation that, like, sometimes a guy just goes off and it's like...
McDavid has more points in badass, one game dude. Than I think any individual player in the Avs bottom six, so...
Yeah.
Let's talk about that when it counts. During the playoffs.
Yeah, well, and that's like the next question. But first of all, Edmonton has to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's kind of a dogfight in that division. It'll be a lot of fun to watch, but I'm just very, like, a lot of, like, oh, this guy doesn't play defense, and the two-way play matters. Like, McKinnon's not a sieve, but, like, this guy's not a world-class defensive center. I'm less about trying to dog on the great players in the game that are doing awesome things right now than I am just being like, get out of the way and just enjoy the fact that, like,
watch some
Austin Matthews might score 50 goals in a 56 game season. Like,
hurt his wrist now. That's over.
How many games do they have left against Ottawa and Vancouver?
That's true.
Like it could just be a really awesome, crazy statistical year. We don't need to make too much of it. You don't have to worry about the awards. Let's just enjoy crazy things that are happening in a great league.
The Sens beat the Canucks, 6-2 last night? Or no, Calgary, the Flames.
I don't know.
I
saw David Ritt freak out.
I see chat talking about this, so I do want to cover it.
I can't read it.
Matt Calvert obviously pulled late before today's
scary
game.
Scary stuff, dude.
Yeah.
That's and they don't have a, because of the cap stuff, they don't have a guy.
Yep. So they ended up playing with 11 forwards tonight.
Yeah. Kind of 12 because Jacob McDonald was in the lineup.
Basically,
so.
Five defensemen.
They were kind of good there, honestly. But anytime we talk about this stuff with Calvert, it's just you only want the best for him.
Of course.
Yeah, and when he gets pulled and it's like a non-contact thing, you know that something's really off for that guy.
Yep.
Because that's a guy who will remove an appendage to play.
Yeah.
Kind of guy. Like, and I think we're getting near the point where the medical staff needs to start having a serious conversation
life after hockey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And saying, look, we love the Denim Daddy. We love Matt Calvert. Matt Calvert, we love you. You are everything that it is easy to root for in both a hockey player and a person. But you've got kids. You've got a family. You are 30 years old. That dude is 3 years younger than me. There is a lot of Matt Calvert life left to go. Please, please, please consider the long-term future. And at some point, because you worry, if he goes out there and a Jamie Benn type, a Corey Perry type, takes a liberty with that guy and hits him in the head one time, you have no idea what that could mean for the rest of his life.
Yep.
And it's he can't even take warm-ups now consistently. Yeah. He needs to be having a serious conversation with his family and with the organization about what's best for his future.
And he plays.
He won't change his play style.
That's what I mean. It's like he plays all out. So you know
he's got one
at some
speed.
Point it's going to happen.
Yep.
We're at the point where I'm real nervous for him. Every time I'm going to see him in the lineup, there needs to be a force field around him. Don't hit him high.
Yeah.
Don't hit him high. The guy that does, that's the guy that you're like.
It is apparently a lower body injury.
See. Okay, well, Avs PR literally texted me told us upper body.
So either Bednar is wrong or the Avs PR is wrong.
Right. Somebody is getting a wire crossed. Because the Avs PR literally texted me at the start of the game and said Matt Calvert got pulled because of an upper body injury.
So I do want
to also say, first of all, congratulations to Brandon Sod and Jason Magna, apparently.
Having kids on the same day, that's so weird.
But...
congrats on the sex.
9 months ago?
Yeah.
Look, that, all I'm saying is... there are
like roughly the same time.
There are other daddies to put on the denim now for the Avs.
Yeah, true.
Landy can make anything look good, so he'll wear denim just fine.
Oh, yeah. Very true.
Sod could get a little bit of a greaser look with denim, I think.
Yeah.
Blaze, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No. No.
No?
Not at all.
You wear a lot of denim up in Minnesota?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Convincing.
Huh?
You're super convincing.
Yo, I mean, we're having this denim conversation. I watched Top Gun last week, and I hadn't seen it in a really long time.
Is there a lot of Canadian tuxedos?
Why the living F is Tom Cruise playing beach volleyball in jeans? Like, and then he just casually goes over to Kelly McGillis's house and is like, he gets there and is like, I'm going to take a shower if that's okay with you. What?
Look,
is this a power move? You go over to a girl's house that you've never...
That's the move.
Where's Ben when we need to give him dating advice?
There you go.
He's the youngest guy in our company. We need to set him up for success in the future. What? You go over to her house and you're like, I've been playing beach volleyball afternoon in jeans. I'm really hot and sweaty. Yeah, that should have been your Manscaped lead-in.
Oh, there you go. Oh. That whoever your Tinder bio. I expect a screenshot of a Tinder bio with Will Shower at your house.
I'm just...
Do not do that.
What? Was that like the thing in... When was that movie? 1986? Like, what in the world?
So, anyway, Rudo, one of my buddies has got a hockey bag made of denim.
Oh,
I've tried to buy that thing 100 times. His mom made it for him.
A custom denim made hockey bag.
It is beautiful.
We need to get that made for Matt Calvert.
There you
100%. Go. 100%. I want one. I think a lot of people want one.
All right.
That's so specific and weird and cool.
I expect we'll have one of these on Free Skate Friday for sure.
There will be one on eBay.
I'll snap a picture of it.
I'm going home and Googling denim hockey bag.
That's like, right.
That's going to be the next D-line offering, by the way.
Oh, my God. Moving into our final thoughts here. Our expectations tomorrow, Av's got to sweep this.
I think it's important to. We talked about 16 games. You got to win 12. Two games in.
1-1.
Yeah, 2 games in. They're 1-1. So, look, and Minnesota is arguably the best team on their schedule in that time.
Yep.
And so they've got to take advantage of the Arizonas. And look, Darcy Kemper's hurt. You're playing their second and third string goaltenders. You've got your number one in net tomorrow. You're both on a back to back. There's no tired nonsense. Go out, dominate them again. Just do it again. They should be more tired after this effort than the Avs were because they spent all night defending.
Yep. I mean, the only reason Phoenix was in the game last year against the Avs in the playoffs was Darcy Kemper.
Yep.
And that's a shot. You said Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean,
ooh,
it's
did I?
But what's the difference? I mean, I guess they play in Glendale, so there are different
things.
You have
to take a terrible highway drive to get to the arena now. Yeah.
It's true. But Gila River Arena is located.
The arena is dope as hell.
It's super cool. The location right around it is awesome.
I heard the new owners want a new venue, though.
They want one downtown Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'm sure the Pizza King does.
Yeah.
I think that's where he made his money, was pizza, right?
Yeah.
It was
cool.
Stripping
it's a little
pizzas.
Much to call him a king, I think.
Well, and at least they didn't call their arena Little Caesars Arena.
Ooh,
this could be worse.
It's so true. You have a state-of-the-art arena that you name after $5 pizza?
Makes a lot of money.
It's the most Detroit thing ever.
Detroit Red Wings 0 for 40 in the power play, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
The person who tweeted at DNVR Avalanche last night and said, I believe the Avs have the worst power play in the league and you guys made fun of me for it. Guess what, dog? There are, at least last time I checked, there are 3 power plays humming along at a success rate below 10%.
Yep.
Colorado's like 22% or whatever. They're not even close to the last to bottom of the league. They're not even that close to like bottom tier.
They're the second best power play in the Western Division.
Not saying a lot.
Really?
Because
it's not.
Minnesota's one of those teams.
You
in
won't
the West,
guess who's number one.
Minnesota's at like 8%.
Yeah. They're
like,
terrible.
They're so bad. There was a point in time this year. What?
Who's number one?
LA.
No, oh, that I totally believe.
Yeah.
You have to have a 6-game win streak and be that lacking in talent. You're winning special teams battle. It's like a bad football team that gets a bunch of turnovers 4 weeks in a row and just like the unsustainable happens.
Yeah.
And that's how you end up with the hot streak that you get on. Oh, totally.
All right. We good? Anything else?
I mean,
to
I
add?
Keep dunking on Detroit, but I think they're probably good.
My bladder's good
on tonight.
Yeah, true.
I'd like to go home. I have writing to do.
Yeah, I got
to
make a video. So we're going to get out of here for the night. Thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, however you consume the podcast. We appreciate you guys. You can also check out StravaCraft Coffee. Go to their website. Use code DNVR20 to get 20% off your entire purchase. Or come on down to the bar and get cold brew straight from the bar itself. If you're coming out tomorrow night, be sure to get here early. The Nuggets play before the Avs. They're going to fill up quick. So just be ready to get here and hang out. If you want to come to the DNVR bar, someday I'll do the Nuggets Challenge. I'll eat a bunch of McDonald's Nuggets. Trust me, I can do it.
It's Chick-fil-A.
No, they said it was my choice. So
you're going to go with McDonald's?
Every day. Single day.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A Nuggets are easier to eat.
Yeah.
No, McDonald's Nuggets are so easy to eat.
They are. I'm not. We had this conversation earlier. I'm just.
Anyway, thank you again. We appreciate all y'all, especially all you super chatters. Much love. And we will talk to you guys again, probably drunk out of my mind, tomorrow night.